have a game pick of the week for us?
I have a non-violent game.
I was going to just ask that.
Bloodsoaker 3. Oh, my God. You can actually see their organs explode one by one. They must have modeled every liver and kidney in that.
I have a game that not only would Lieutenant Dave Grossman approve of, but probably even Jack Thompson would approve of this thing.
Okay.
It's not a kid game either. This is a game. It's very much an adult game. It might be an age-specific game. You might have to be over a certain age to really appreciate this. It's something that has sort of picked up internet buzz. It's been going for a little while. It's really a hard-to-find a game. And I'm actually, I gave a few of them away as Christmas presents. And I would recommend it to all three of you. You need a PlayStation 2.
Civilization 4?
What?
Is it Civilization 4?
no, it is. Although, can we talk about Civilization
4?
No!
Okay. Rats.
Why is there a new patch?
No!
Can I change my pick of the week?
No.
This is a game called Guitar Hero. And Guitar Hero is basically a rhythm game where you're watching the screen, and every time a little colored dot moves through a circle, you have to press a certain button. And that sounds really dull. But what Guitar Hero does is it gives you this guitar controller that you're wearing an actual guitar, a plastic guitar, and the buttons on the frets you press while strumming a little lever down where the strings are supposed to be, and you're sitting there in your living room in front of your TV playing a freaking guitar in front of the television while these classic rock songs are going on the screen.
Wow.
And what happens is the better you do, as long as you're hitting it right, then it's actually playing the guitar track, the sound of the song. If you mess up, the guitar cuts out. So dependent on hearing the guitar is your performance. So it creates this illusion that you're actually playing the guitar.
How interesting.
And while you're doing this, you get into a groove where you're like moving your finger over the frets and you're strumming this way and that, and there's even one of those wah-wah bars, I don't know what you call that thing, and you're wiggling that thing and you're moving around on your feet, and before you know it, you're a rock god.
On Monday, we went to the Michigan IGDA, and the guys there were talking about Guitar Hero 2, and they were raving about, in particular, I haven't played the game, but they were raving about the controller on how it really does make you feel like you're playing guitar. And there's a couple guys there who actually do play guitar who said that even though it's not obviously a real guitar, it still feels natural enough the way you play it that they just loved it.
And the beauty of it too, Brad, I don't know a B flat from a C minor. I don't know the first thing about music, and I wasn't raised playing an instrument, and I feel like I miss out. I watch people play piano and it's beautiful, and I'm like, wow, that must be awesome to do that. And this is the closest to a guy like me. It's too old for me to learn to play music. I can't be bothered. I can't sit down and practice. So this is a perfect way for a guy like me to actually get a sense of what it must feel like to be able to play music. It's this great new experience in an industry that rarely provides new experiences, that just polishes a half dozen or so of the same old experiences. Guitar Hero is an absolute revelation.
Well, that's great.
You know, my dad just popped into my head. He's like, back in my day, we had used a tennis racket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like I guess the main question, though, is because that's the main point of becoming a Guitar Hero has nothing to do with music. Were you able to pick up chicks?
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I look pretty silly. I mean, I'm a rock god when I'm doing it, but if anyone were to see me, I must look ridiculous. I'm banging my head back and forth, and I'm wiggling my hips, and boy, I must just look really stupid. So no, I wouldn't let a chick see me doing this.
So that's when you do it in the privacy of your own home, where no
exactly.
one can see
behind
you.
Locked
drawn.
Doors.
Right. Right. Right.
So if we were to, let's just say video you doing this, and and then we sold the video, would that be wrong?
I have images of that poor Star Wars kid, that kid from Quebec who was jumping around in his garage with a golf ball retriever thing. You guys know the video, like it was a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I look like.
Someone actually took that and turned it into a lightsaber too.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. And he achieved internet fame, and I'm sure I look exactly pretty much like that guy.
You could gain More fame, Tom, by doing that.
Yeah,
that's
next
the kind of fame
E3,
I don't want.
Take a quarter
cost?
To three party at the next E3. Tom Chick, oh my God! Guitar Hero Tom!
Well,
so it's only for the PlayStation 2, though, right?
It's only for the PlayStation 2. It is, I think it's $70, which isn't bad. I mean, considering you get this big old honking controller. Yeah, and it's also hard to find. It's one of those things that Red Octane is the publisher. The creator's a group in Boston that did rhythm games called Amplitude and Frequency. And it's a tough one to find. But if you can find it, I absolutely recommend it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tom. We appreciate it.